And I need to read on down a little bit farther. Then, 21, came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? To seven times? And Jesus said unto him, I say unto thee, until seven times, not unto seven times, but unto 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king. And then it goes on to tell about the king forgiving the man his debt. One translation said he owed him millions of dollars. And he forgave him because he asked him to. And then he goes out and somebody owes him. And this translation says, I think it's the Message Bible, said he owed him $10. And he had him thrown in jail. And he wouldn't forgive. So the point of the lesson here is that let's don't gender strife. Let's don't create problems. He said they will come. And sometimes you're not trying to create a problem that you do create a problem. I remember once talking to a lady, something I told her to do and asked her to do. And she kept calling me, asking about it. And I'm thinking, I told you to do this. I want you to take care of it. And I didn't say it that way, but it came across to her that way. I didn't really mean it that way. And I got to thinking about it. I know it had to be the Holy Spirit. I called her back. I said, I'm sorry. I didn't say it right. She said, I said, I wonder what had I done? You see. And so, and then sometimes we do it knowingly, amen? But be willing to repent. But first of all, if you build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, if you will continuously put the word in your heart, when something comes against you, the fiery darts of the evil one, they will bounce off that word that you have coming. Here, Apostle Kay say, you know, we don't talk a whole lot now. She's busier, and I'm busy too. And but she would have these sad sob stories almost every time she called. Almost every time she called. And I would be giving some word, but it was bouncing off. It wasn't going down. So finally, I had to perk it up. Now, you know what the word says. You've got to do what the word says. And that's what we've got to do. We had it in, and our flesh would say now, oh, they treat you wrong. Oh, blah, 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 blah. But no. Yeah, God gave us feelings. We're going to feel. We're going to feel. But get them in check with the what? Word of God. And then our response will be right. Amen? Amen. Who said don't let the sun go down on your wrath? God, right? Well, who said bring all your tithes and offering to the storehouse? God, right? Well, if you bring your tithe, you don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Same person said it. That's my point. Same person said love your enemies. Same person said forgive. I want to this because people are asked this, and I really didn't I prayed about the lesson, but I didn't pray about specific parts. But we were talking about, and when he said, come as a child, we're talking about in that childlike faith. But let's look back at verse 7. Woe unto the world because of offenses. Because of offenses, because woe. He said, woe unto the world. Well, you don't want that woe to be upon you. Tell your neighbor, say, you don't want woe upon you. Amen. You don't want God's woe upon you at all. You want his blessings and his love upon you. Amen. But let's look at verse 8. He said, wherefore if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. And I told you, remind me of Aunt Support, Bishop's aunt, the one that came out here a time or two, you know, dressed to the T. And she said, I only got, you know how people used to, they would whip their children. I mean, it wasn't no, you go get in the corner, you go sit down. No, bam, bam, bam. She said, but I only got, I think she said, one or two whippings. She said, what I did was, she talked like that. She said, what I did was, I would watch and see what the others did to get into trouble, and I wouldn't do that. Amen? Amen. So, question is, did Jesus really mean to literally cut off your hand, or to literally cut off your foot, or to literally pluck your eye out? And we'll say, no, he didn't mean that. But what if he did? It is that serious. It is that serious. So since I know what he said and there's debate about what he meant, I'm going to have sense enough to listen to what he said and never get to the point where I would need to cut it off or pluck it out. You see what I'm saying? So all of that darkness that I mentioned, all of the diabolical evil of the enemy, and he comes in so subtle, and he'll sit on our shoulder. And he'll keep grinding and pulling, and he said, no, 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 no. And then before you know it, he'll send somebody else, one of his other angels, to whisper something else in your ear or to do something else. And then it gets hold of you. You cut that thing off.